This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is the Executive Director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, known as DBI,
yes.
Daniel Hintz. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about you, Kyle?
Very good. First Friday is Friday.
Mm-hmm. The first one.
The first Friday.
The first Friday of the entire season, which runs March through November. This one is themed midway to St. Patrick's Day. It's on March 1st, and we're actually extending the excitement of the Irish theme through the next day on March 2nd as well. So these things just keep getting bigger and bigger.
This is the what year for First Fridays?
Wow, we started a version of First Friday in August of 2008. And let me tell you, don't ever start an outdoor festival in August in Arkansas. Lesson learned.
Yes.
But these things have expanded ever since
then. Mm-hmm. It survived.
It has survived.
This year, again, music, culinary, the whole sort of...
Absolutely. Each one is themed differently. Each theme sort of highlights various elements of downtown Bentonville. And then we try to incorporate sort of some of the things that are happening here in Northwest Arkansas as well. So we hope it becomes a regional event as well.
In the past, music has been available around lunchtime and early evening. Mm-hmm. This year, you're going to make it throughout the weekend.
Well, it depends on the first Friday. It depends on a lot of the elements that we have with the productions. But we always have a lunch concert that goes from 11:30 to 1. Great opportunity to just come down, grab some lunch, listen to some great music. But the main festivities really are between 5 and 8 p.m. Though, as you get further into the summer, those festivities do extend into the Bentonville Parks and Rec Department does a Friday night flicks. We're going to be taking several of the bands and starting to put them into venues throughout the downtown area.
Nice.
So we're really using this as an opportunity to extend the nightlife. Hey, if you're already in downtown, you've already parked and are hanging out, it's a great opportunity for you to check out downtown and to hang out for a lot longer than just the First Friday experience.
Now, this first one, as you mentioned, is midway to St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Irish St. Patrick's theme.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, last year we had a little bit of challenges with the weather, which seems to be a theme in March. So the bands that we had last year, we're actually bringing back. They're absolutely phenomenal. We have a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Ramsey. Now, he's good old rebel, sort of pub tunes, solo artist. He's going to be performing from 11:30 to 1 and then back again at 5 o'clock. But then he's going to head over to the Press Room, which is sort of a coffee house experience in downtown. And he'll be performing that evening starting about 7:30 till about 9. And then he'll be coming back on Saturday, about 7:30, the same time at the Press Room again. We're going to have the Ozark Highlanders, which is always a pleasure to have around. And if you've heard them play, they're absolutely phenomenal. We're delighted to have them back again this year. And then the headliner for the evening is the $3 Band out of Kansas City. They sort of do a mixture of both Irish music, some Americana music, some Appalachian, which is, of course, informed by the Irish musical traditions. But they throw in a few other elements with their musical tastes as well. So it's a little bit of traditional, but it really does caters to a larger audience.
You wouldn't necessarily look at them and pigeonhole them as, quote, Irish band.
Correct, correct. But they can do a good reel when they need to.
And they're going to be at 21C as well?
Yes. Right after they get done, they're going to hightail it over to The Hive at 21C Museum Hotel. And they're going to be performing there at The Hive that evening. And then on Saturday, they're going to be over at Tuscan Trotter that evening, starting at 8 o'clock. And all this is made possible through some partnerships we have with Signature Bank and the Walton Arts Center and the Walmart Visitor Center, those kind of folks. And so we have a lot of people sort of coming together as a team to help make this happen.
At the Visitor Center, Walmart, don't you do things for First Friday?
Absolutely. This particular one, they're going to have a whole special ice cream scoop with chocolate chip mint, of course, a little bit of green with that Irish piece there, with Yarnell's ice cream. I don't know if you've known, but they actually turned the Spark Cafe, which is more of a coffee-driven experience, which is now an ice cream shop.
I did not know this.
And so you can go in there and get a great ice cream scoop from Yarnell's, which is an awesome Arkansas-based company.
Yes, again.
Mm-hmm.
Open again.
Yes, that's right.
And then there's a reception.
As often with First Fridays, you have our restaurants and our retailers sort of jumping on board and having fun with this. Over at Noberta Philbrook Art Gallery, which is on West Central, you have a opening for Erica Nelson, a wonderful artist. And so she'll be showcased at Noberta Philbrook. And then, of course, As I mentioned before, the Walmart Visitor Center will be having some special events. 21C will be offering some special beverages that evening. So for an example, a lot of the retailers and restaurants jump on board, open up for extra hours, and kind of look at some different programming.
I want to ask you about the $3 band at 21C, because mm-hmm. you're at the Hive, which is the bar restaurant. Mm-hmm. Where will they be? I've been in there once. Where will they be? Is there a stage?
There isn't a stage. Basically, when you first walk in the door, they will be on the left-hand side where the windows are facing the Hive. Mm-hmm. They'll be placed right there. This is something new in the space, but they've just recently opened. And right. so they're really sort of playing and experimenting. They've been wonderful partners of ours and very much already involved in downtown Bentonville.
I know when they first broke ground and we did the first story on 21C, they mentioned that maybe some small concerts would be part of their mm-hmm. repertoire.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those examples.
Okay. So this first Friday is the first?
Yes. Yes. It's the first Friday. Lots of stuff. And then it spills into the March 2nd. And then we go on for the full season where every first Friday of the month from March through November, we have a first Friday event. Some of these events have actually turned into full weekend festivals, music festivals. So you can go to our website at downtownbentonville.org to keep up with all the happenings with the first Friday and more in downtown Bentonville.
Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As governors gathered in Washington, President Obama seized the moment to lobby them on the looming sequester.
I hope that you speak with your congressional delegation and remind them in no uncertain terms, exactly what is at stake.
I'm Neil Conan, Ken Rudin, our political junkie on the March 1st deadline and election results from Illinois, actual votes. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.